Well, it seems winter is here, but a very warm welcome to you, to Radio Veritas, and to the program As the Sun Sets, with me, Father Emil. Well, ever since this morning, the roads are wet, and if it's raining wherever you are now, please do drive carefully, drive with your lights on, and be safe and respect other people using the road. So take no chances, take it easy. You know that when the roads are wet, they are slippery and can be dangerous. So do drive carefully and stay tuned to Radio Veritas as we come together to praise the Lord at the end of this day. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will bring you rest. If you pass through raging waters, in the sea you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell, and death is at your side, know that I am with you through it all. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will bring you. Blessed are the poor, for the kingdom shall be theirs. Blessed are you that weep and mourn, for one day you shall laugh. And if wicked men insult and hate you, all because of me, blessed are you. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will bring you rest.
God has appointed him to judge all people, both living and dead. Alleluia. Psalm 71, the royal power of the Messiah. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. And may the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days, justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemy shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarsus and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts, and before him all kings shall fall prostrate, and all nations shall serve him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God has appointed him to judge all people, both living and dead. Alleluia. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. Alleluia. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak, and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing, and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. And may its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever, and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him, and all nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name, and let his glory fill the earth. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. Alleluia. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Alleluia. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. And now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. So rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Alleluia. Gospel reading this evening from the Mass of today is from the Gospel according to John chapter 3 verses 31 to 36. John the Baptist said to his disciples, "He who comes from above is above all others, and he who is born of the earth is earthly himself and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven bears witness to the things he has seen and heard, even if his testimony is not accepted. Though all who do accept his testimony are attesting the truthfulness of God, since he whom God has sent speaks God's own words. God gives him the Spirit without reserve. And the Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to him. Anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life. But anyone who refuses to believe in the Son will never see life. The anger of God stays on him." You know, it's interesting, and I hope you've noticed, that the gospel today was not Jesus speaking, but John the Baptist speaking to his disciples about the one who comes from above. And we remember how John the Baptist said, "I am not fit even to undo his sandal straps." So John the Baptist today speaks glowingly about Jesus, really, as the one who comes from heaven, and he actually does what Jesus speaks about himself being very often. John the Baptist says, "He who comes from heaven bears witness to the things he has seen and heard." In other words, the one who comes from heaven is Jesus, and he is the one who speaks about his relationship with his Father. He has seen the Father. He has been with the Father. And really, in the life of Jesus, we see how every day Jesus couldn't help but get up in the early morning or spend the night in prayer, just being with his Father. He couldn't do anything, really, without his being with the Father. And just brings into perspective for me two very important notions, which is like breathing in and breathing out. Jesus is always at one with the Father, the breathing in communion with the Father. He goes in prayer, goes to the mountainside, he goes and spends the mornings in prayer, the early mornings when everybody is still asleep. Jesus is with the Father. And Jesus is the one from above who bears witness to the Father. But he is always with the Father. And that's an important thing to notice. But it's not that Jesus only wants to be with the Father, but he wants to bear witness to the Father. And that there, what comes in there is not the being at one with the Father, but being sent by the Father on a mission. And that's the mission of the church. And there was the mission of Jesus. So, what Jesus is doing in all his teaching and his preaching, John the Baptist is saying, yeah, he is attesting the truthfulness of God, since he whom God has sent speaks God's own word. He whom God has sent speaks God's own word. God gives him the Spirit without reserve. Notice now, the Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to him. So the Father loves Jesus, is at one with Jesus, and entrusts everything to Jesus. And anyone who believes in the Son, anyone who takes the witness of Jesus and says, yes, Lord, I believe, that person has eternal life. But if we don't believe in the Son, you'll never see life. The anger of God stays on you. So here we have Jesus, always at one with the Father, sent by the Father, and we are called upon to place our faith and our trust in Jesus. And John the Baptist is saying to us, when we do that, it's not that we will have eternal life, but that we have. Notice that in the present tense, we have eternal life. Isn't that the joy and the wonder, the beauty of our faith in Jesus? Is that when we have faith in the Lord, when we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life. That God is with us. So, Jesus is the face of the Father. Jesus is the one who reveals the Father to us. And when we place our faith and our trust in him, we are placing our faith and our trust in the Father, and we have eternal life. And that's something to rejoice about. So, in these days after Easter, when we know how Jesus has suffered and died, and he rose from the dead, and in all these days and weeks after Easter, we are going to be talking a lot about just Jesus, his ministry, his mission from the Father. But today, let's just take to heart that Jesus is the face of the Father. He was always one with the Father in prayer, in communion with the Father. He is sent by the Father to speak the word of the Father. And we are called upon to place our faith and our trust in him. Now, I know that sometimes that's very difficult. I know lots of people who are atheists or agnostics. They just cannot place their faith and their trust in Jesus. That doesn't make sense to them. So if we can say, yes, Lord, I believe, as did Thomas when he put his finger into the holes that the nails made in his hands, all he could say was, my Lord, and my God. And so I pray that you and I today will be able to do exactly the same. To see Jesus as the face of the Father, the one sent by the Father, the one who was and is at one with the Father. And when we can read and accept the witness of Jesus, then indeed we have eternal life. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life. Alleluia. Now let us pray to Christ, who is our living hope of rising from the dead. King of glory, hear us. Lord Jesus, by shedding your blood and rising from death, you entered into your glory. Let us go with you into the presence of our Father. You sent your disciples into the world, their faith made strong by the resurrection. Grant that bishops and priests may be faithful ministers of your gospel. Through your resurrection, you united the faithful in one hope and one love. May we share in your ministry of peace and reconciliation. Through your resurrection, you healed the cripple who begged at the entrance to the temple. Look with pity on the sick and display in them your glory. You are the first to rise from the dead, the first of many brothers. Share your glory with those who have hoped in you. And Lord, as we celebrate the 800th Jubilee of the Dominican Order this year, we pray for our Dominican family, that we might be faithful to Jesus, come to know Jesus and the Father, and to proclaim him as clearly as we ought. We all our Dominican brothers and sisters. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God of mercy, let the mystery we celebrate at Eastertide bear fruit for us in every season. Today is also the feast of St. John Baptist de la Salle, and so while we congratulate all our brothers of the de la Salle congregation, we pray in your providence, Lord God, you chose St. John Baptist de la Salle to educate the young in Christian faith. Raise up, Lord, in the church of today, teachers who will devote themselves wholeheartedly to the human and Christian education of youth. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Life for the world. John Michael Talbert and I Am the Resurrection. Beautiful piece of music which brings us to the end of our evening prayer. It's been lovely being with you this evening, and I hope that we've prayed the Psalms, that you've been led into a deeper relationship with the Lord. And please God, you will be able to say with more conviction as the Holy Spirit inspires you, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the resurrection." And then enjoy the blessing of just having and being in eternal life. So that's where we leave it for this evening. Thank you for joining me. I wish you a wonderful, restful evening, and be assured of our prayers, and we ask you also to support us with yours. From me, Father Emil, good night, and God bless.